It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the Word of God? We may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. We're in the book of John, John chapter 19. We're going to read from verse 1 through to the 16th verse. John chapter 19, verse 1 through verse 16. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find that at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org, all small letters. It's great to have you today. Let's begin the study now as we begin to read at John chapter 19, verse 1. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. And they said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, "Behold the man." And when the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." And Pilate saith unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was more the afraid, and went again unto the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, "Whence art thou?" But Jesus gave him no answer. And then saith Jesus unto him, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have the power to crucify thee, and have the power to release thee?" Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin." From thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou let this man go, thou art a Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he sought Jesus, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew Gabbatha. And it was the presentation of the Passover, preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, and he saith unto the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?" And the chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study. Father, we thank you and praise you today. We can come, enjoy this sweet time together, please that you would guide and lead us so carefully through your word that we may know you as our Savior and grow in you as our Lord and Master. It's so important, Lord, that we see and know you as our personal Savior. Please do not let anyone today miss that picture, that beautiful calling to come and ask forgiveness for their sins and turn to you and ask you to come into their heart and to save you. Please, Lord, that you would touch the hearts of all that are listening. Father, we know that we have many listeners, and I thank and praise you for every one of them. We have folks that go to many different churches. We have folks that don't go to church. Father, I ask that you will just touch the hearts of every one of us, whether we're attending here to church or somewhere else or not at all, that we will come to know you as our Savior and begin to walk with you again as our Lord and Master. Please, Father, do a work today. Call by the precious, sweet Spirit that you have. Call us to you for salvation, for service. Please, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's wonderful to come back to the study today. And as we look through these verses of Scripture, we find, and as we, let me turn the page back here, as we look at the 40th verse today of the 18th chapter, that verse tells us very carefully that the we have an option here. Then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now, Barabbas was a robber. That's kind of where we ended last time, and I wanted to go ahead and read the first 16 verses of chapter 19 today, because we're going to get on into those and enjoy those. But first of all, I would like to go to Mark chapter 15, and we're going to read verses 6 through 15, Mark chapter 15, verses 6 through 15, concerning a little bit more about this situation with Barabbas. It's important for us to study, again, all four Gospels, that we know the beautiful story that is set before us, and the walk of the Lord Jesus, what he had to face the last few hours of his life here upon earth, and please that we see carefully each one of those. So look carefully as we go back and forth into other areas. We're going to be in Isaiah in a little bit, and back in Mark as we're there now, and then we'll also be back in Psalms. And so we're going to be many areas of Scripture, not only the four Gospels. Mark chapter 15, we're going to begin reading with verse 6. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. The multitude cried aloud again to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, will ye that I release unto you the King of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people, that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said unto them, what will ye, whom then that I shall do unto him, whom ye call the King of the Jews? And as we look at this verse of Scripture now, we begin, and they cried out again with a loud, crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, why, what evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to contend the people, released Barabbas unto them, and delivered Jesus when he had been scourged. They scourged him to be crucified. And it's a sad day when they chose a thief and a robber instead of the Son of God. Please that we look to the Lord Jesus Christ. We look for him, to him, for power and for strength. It's sad that they were so wicked they turned another direction. Each time that we look to the Word of God, the Word tells us and shows us sometimes how sick we are. And again, we're sinners, we're lost, we need a Savior. I have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. You need to do the same. These religious leaders, did you notice the names as we were reading through the 15th chapter of Mark? It spoke of the high priest, the religious rulers that controlled the people. These are religious people. And so I hope that you can see in that the point of being religious is not what we need to be. A Christian, we need to be Christ-like. We need to be born again. We do not need to be religious. And today we are so religious in our actions and where we go, and we would never miss church doing this, but we have missed the point of being there, and that is that we come to study the Word of God, to learn more about the Lord Jesus, and then to be more like the Lord Jesus and begin to be in service to him. They would rather have this murderer, this robber, to be set before them. And that was Mark chapter 15, verses 6 through 15. That we've just read concerning this man named Barabbas. And it tells us here in this verse of Scripture that he committed murder. the Scripture says, yet they would rather have him than the Son of God. Isn't that sad? That's the condition of the heart. Now we continue now. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews, and they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Isn't it so sad the way that they are treating the Lord Jesus? We're going to look at a couple other verses of Scripture concerning that same treatment. And I'm going to go first to Psalms 129, then Isaiah 23, and then we're going to go back to Matthew just for a minute to look at some verses that speak of this same situation, the same things that are going on here. So please, if you would take your Bible and turn to Psalms 129, we're going to read two verses that are concerning the Lord Jesus and the condition and the beating that he took, the whippings that he has taken as he faced the cross. Not only did he have the purple robe on, he has the crown of thorns, and these crown of thorns are beaten down upon his head that they may... can you imagine the sight, the awful sight between the beatings and this crown of thorns that has been beaten down upon his head? Psalms 129, verses 2 and 3. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Isn't that very sad, the way that we treated the Son of God as he come down here to seek and to save us? Isaiah 53, verse 2. This is a verse of Scripture that is used many times concerning the appearance of the Lord Jesus, and I believe it does apply to that, but it also applies to how he was treated and what happened to him upon the cross. Isaiah 53, verse 2, For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. As we look upon him upon the cross of Calvary, he doesn't even look like a man. He has been so brutally beaten. He has been, the crown of thorns has been beaten down upon his head. He is drenched in his own blood. And that's not quite the picture that you see if you have one of those pictures upon your wall. And you know, if you've got one of those things they call a crucifix, and there's the cross, and Jesus is still on it. My Savior is not on that cross. He is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And so I ask that you take care of that. Get rid of that, because that's blasphemy is what that is, my friend. And so please get rid of that. Jesus is not on the cross. He went to the cross for you, but he was taken down off that cross, put into the grave, and came out of that grave alive 3 days later. And he is at the right hand of the Father. I serve a living God, not someone that's still hanging there. And so if you have such a picture in your house of the Lord Jesus, and you see that little trickle of blood come down across his forehead, little trickle of blood come from his hands, from his side, from his feet, and it just you get this picture, and it's so sad because that is nothing like he looked like. He was covered in his blood. He was brutally beaten. Then he was hung upon the cross. Now get that picture in your mind and get that other picture out of your house, because we need to look to the Word of God and see man has made light of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and the way he died. And so please, don't do that. Let's get that out of there. Take the Word of God. We're not to have those images in our house anyway. And so let's begin to walk with the Lord Jesus and serve him as we should. We have here the brutal beating, those things that have taken place. We've read from Psalms 129, and now Isaiah 53. Let's go to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, and we're going to read a couple of verses there. Matthew chapter 27, as we look through the scripture, and I hope that you're taking time to turn to these pages as I am, Matthew chapter 27, and we're going to look from verse 27 now, Matthew 27, 27, and we're going to read down through verse 31. Matthew chapter 27, verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him a whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. They spit upon him, they took the reed and smote him on the head. They took that reed, and it wasn't just a little light plant. They took that the stem of that reed, and they kept hammering him on his head, driving those thorns deeper and deeper into his skull, into his flesh, and the blood just comes. You've been cut around the forehead. Can you? I'm sorry, you look at that picture that people have today. Number one, that is not the Son of God, because no one knows what he looks like, and so it's someone's thought or imagination to begin with. And then when they put that crown of thorns, it's just a little trickle of blood coming from a couple of places. That's a lie. And so we need to look exactly at the Word of God to see what has taken place. They kneeled down before him, and they mocked him. They spit upon him. They smote him upon the head with this reed. After that, they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to be crucified. And as they came out, they found a man, Cyrene, Simon by name, whom they compelled to bear his cross. As Jesus was carrying his cross to Calvary, physically he could not carry it. He was not able to carry that cross. It was too heavy of a load. And so Simon come by, they called Simon out of the crowd, placed the cross underneath him, and this man, Simon, carried the cross of the Lord Jesus to Golgotha, the place of the skull. Now we find that the trial is over. We have looked at the arrest in the garden. We have looked at what happened to Judas. We've looked at what happened to Peter. We've looked at Annas and Caiaphas and the Sanhedrin as they met. We've looked at them going from Pilate to Herod back to Pilate. And now in John, it continues in Pilate as he is trying to get the people to release the Lord Jesus. He would rather release Jesus. He wanted to release Jesus. The verse 12 tells us of John 19, and from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against a Caesar. You see, they hated the Son of God. We know a statement a little ways up in this scripture verse, and that's in the fifth verse as I look. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said unto him, Behold the man. Yes, he was man. But he should have said, Behold the God, because he is God. He is the only God. We have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, yet one. He is the Son of God. He is God. He's come down here to seek and to save us. We find as we look through all those things that have taken place in this short period of time, and we are finding ourselves closer to the cross. Again, Simon carried the cross, and we find, according to the 17th verse, he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. Well, we know, again, according to the scripture, that Simon carried that cross. He bore the cross for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we have the Lord Jesus through this time of the trial between Annas, Caiaphas, the Sanhedrin, Pilate, Herod, and back to Pilate. He has been dressed and undressed, tortured, persecuted. He's been paraded around like a fool, and he is blood-soaked. That's our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you know, he did all of that. He had all that done to him, not because of him, of something he had done, but because what you and I, what we are, we're sinners. Our sin has condemned us. The wages of sin is death. The only way to pay the debt was to die. That's it. That debt has to be paid. And death is the only way. The problem is that it has to be a perfect sacrifice. And none of us are perfect. So even for us to go to death, which is the cost of sin, we die, but then we spend eternity in the lake of fire. It's not that, okay, when we die, then we have taken care of it. Not at all. We can't take care of our debt. All we have is our works to present before the Lord. And when we present our works, they're all as filthy rags before Him. And so we are rejected and cast into the lake of fire. That's your only hope. That's the only home that is there, is the lake of fire. And that's where you're going to spend eternity if you neglect to come to Jesus Christ. Jesus went through the beatings, the crown of thorns being placed on his head, it being beaten down, him being mocked, him being tortured, him being paraded around and again beaten repeatedly, not just once, but repeatedly and brutally beaten. Now, I want you to see that. Now, when you think of the cross of Calvary, I want you to see what Jesus looked like as he come to Golgotha, to the place of the skull, to Calvary, all the same place, as he come to that place, and then he was nailed to that cross and placed up in the air on that cross to die. He faced all that for you. He faced all that for me, that I might have life. Now, why are you refusing, if you have never come to Jesus, why are you refusing to come by faith to Jesus? Please come today. Do not reject him anymore. All of his suffering, his agony, and his pain. And we're going to look at something a little bit later concerning the load of our sin, because all of our sin was put upon this perfect substitute, our sacrifice. All of it was laid upon him. And that was 1,000, 10,000 times more pain than was faced with the beatings and the crown of thorns. So we need to see what the Lord Jesus, what great work he has done for us. And don't miss it. Please don't miss it. As we look through this verse of Scripture now, as we have come down into the 19th chapter, let's look once again at what takes place here prior to him going to the cross. We'll start at the 5th verse. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. And when the chief priests, therefore, and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. In other words, what Pilate is saying is that he is yours. I don't see anything wrong here. He's made you mad. The chief priests are mad. The religious leaders are mad. They hate this man for some reason, but I find nothing wrong with him. I don't see anything that he has done that would bring him before the Roman court. I see nothing that he's done that should have him put to death or even put in prison. Again, he tried to release him, but he couldn't because they desired Barabbas the murderer instead. Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him, the 6th verse says. And the Jews answered, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. You see what's happened? And maybe that's the same thing in your heart, in your life. You believe in the Lord Jesus, but you do not realize nor recognize that he is God. He said, I am, he's made himself the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He didn't make himself the Son of God. He is the Son of God. please, that you trust in Jesus today. Recognize that He is God and He is your Savior, because He has paid the ultimate price, and that's with His life up on Calvary that you can live. He must die. The sacrifice must die. Jesus died for you, for your sin. He had no sin. He had no reason to come to the cross except for His and His Father's great love for us, that He would face such a penalty and pay such a price that He could save us. You hear people say today that, oh, God loves me so much that He would never condemn anybody to hell, to the lake of fire. He loved us so much that He gave the ultimate, the most He could give. God gave His Son, gave Him, made Him to suffer. He died upon the cross. He was forsaken by His Father. He was placed in the grave. And all that was taken care of, all that was done, that we can live, every bit of it, so that we can live. Now please, that you look to Jesus Christ as your Savior. Please do not miss it. Do not look at your doctrine of your church. Look to the Word of God for the truth, because the price that Jesus paid, and it had to be paid, yes, He loves you, but He cannot stand sin. He cannot look upon it. He cannot be a part of it. He cannot allow any sin to enter into heaven. And so if you expect to get into the presence of God, into heaven, into the eternal home, to live eternally with God, you got to take care of that sin. You can't get there with it, so you got to get rid of it. And there's only one way. You can work your way through, try to make that work, die hoping, but you will die failing. You must come to Jesus Christ today and be saved, to have life, to have real life. Please come to Jesus. Please trust in Him. Let's continue. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was all the more afraid. Went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have the power to crucify thee, and have the power to release thee? Look at what his answer is. Jesus answered, thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given unto thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. Pilate, you need to come by faith to me. That's what Jesus is calling for. But those that have delivered me to you, they're the ones. They have rejected me. They have turned aside from coming by faith to me. They have not accepted me as God. They have not accepted me as King. They have not accepted me as Savior. They have not accepted me. And Pilate, you have done the same. But if you think that you have the power to take my life or to allow me to keep my life, you're mistaken. Because the God of the heavens, God the Father, only has the power to do that. He has sent me here to seek and to save those that are lost, and that's what I'm here for. Whosoever shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, shall be saved. Pilate thought he had the Son of God's life in his hands. Jesus gave him another direction, told him that's not so. From thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, in Hebrew, Gabbatha. We'll continue next time we come together. Oh, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It is the only place, my friend, that you'll find life, power, and security in Jesus. I ask, as I always do, what are you going to do about Jesus.